trying.
Oh, you don't want it. Mm-mm. Well, they said showers. I don't know. If, how far, how, what would you say, from here to across the street, somebody said it is very far, is it very far? You'd say, no, it's just...
close.
Mm-hmm. And that means it's a close?
Near.
And other words for that? It's just a...
small way. Mm-hmm.
And if, on the other hand, something is quite a distance, you say it's a...
long ways.
Uh-huh. If something is quite common, you say, you don't have to hunt far for that. You can just find that almost...
any place. Didn't that get dry, darling? Okay, you hang it up there to dry.
Been swimming?
Yesterday evening, I thought they'd dry them over there.
When someone starts out on new soil, what does he do? What do you say he has to do?
Plow it.
Uh-huh, plow it, and, well, let's say there is...
clear it.
Clear it? Uh-huh.
If there's brush or anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, brush, what would this be?
Mesquite.
And is that a tree, or...?
Well, it's just brush. It's uh-huh. not big enough to be a real tree.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then he plows it, and then what?
No, I don't know. He plows it, he breaks it up.
Uh-huh. Does he have anything called a harrow? Or
oh, yes, they harrow it, and...
Uh-huh. What is principally grown around here?
Wheat and cotton.
That's the principal crop? Mm-hmm. What is good yield for that? Well, for...
30 bushel. That's a good yield.
Mm-hmm. And if he got 40 bushel, you'd say he made a particularly good...
bumper crop.
Uh-huh. How many times is hay cut?
Well, usually there's just one good cutting. Sometimes uh-huh. there's a second cutting.
Uh-huh.
There just isn't hardly any hay left around here. The aphids got it all.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We used to have a huge alfalfa acreage, but there just isn't hardly any.
Huh.
And that's where a lot of our money was made, was in the alfalfa seed crop.
Uh-huh. You raise a lot of seed here.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed.
We had more Oklahoma approved origin growers in alfalfa than any other county.
Oh, my goodness. Man, I talked to the other day, had some cotton seed. He got his from Texas. I don't know if that's common, but...
Well, my husband's been getting his from Texas. See, there's delinning plants
mm-hmm.
right across the state line. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them go over there to get their seed.
Not very far away mm-hmm. at all. We talked about wheat, didn't we? And gathering it up in...
in sheaves or shocks.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How were oats harvested in the early days, do you know?
They thrashed them. Cooking for the thrashing crew.
Yeah. If someone asks you to go someplace with him, or let's say you're going for a walk, and you walk and you just can't walk another step, and your husband said, oh, let's just go another mile, you'd say, I'm sorry, but this is...
the end.
And that means that it's... this is the end, that means...
I'm stopping.
Uh-huh. That's,
You mean the finish?
Yeah.
Is that what you were searching for? Did you grow up in the city or in the country?
I grew up in the city.
Did you?
But I had an aunt on the farm. Could visit her. And then out in California, I was up in the foothills, but not in a farm, just wild country.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the city limits of Los Angeles, but we had bobcats and coyotes and rattlesnakes in our backyard. If, let's say something belongs to your aunt and me, you'd say that's...
an ownership.
Yeah, but, you say, well, let's say she and I have something and you have something, and you're sorting them out, and you'd say, this is mine and that's...
hers.
Well, I own it too.
Yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you and she own something...
ours.
Yeah.
I bet you get...